This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. Happy New Year, and welcome to This Day in Sports History. Just like the title indicates, check back here every day for a couple of fascinating sports stories every day of the year. So let's get started. It's January 1st, and with Alabama taking on top-ranked Michigan tonight in the Rose Bowl, let's go back 122 years to the first ever Rose Bowl game. Well, hang on a second. This first edition was actually called the Tournament East-West Football Game. But it was played in Pasadena, California, after the Rose Parade, in front of about 7,000 who paid upwards of a dollar to attend the game. That crowd was much bigger than any of the organizers had anticipated. The traditional Rose Parade had been happening since 1890 and was mostly a local event with little known about it outside of Pasadena. And the idea of a game to follow the parade was an attempt to draw attention to the area by having a, quote, afternoon football match between two leading universities of the country. Stanford was invited to play after being deemed the champions of the Pacific Coast universities after finishing the season with 3 wins, 2 ties, and 1 loss. And they would face off against the Western Conference champions, the Michigan Wolverines, with their perfect 10-0 record. Michigan's head coach was Fielding Yost, who the year prior had been head coach at Stanford. And this Wolverine team that he coached now was beyond dominant that season. Not only unblemished in the loss column, but they had also not allowed a point all season, outscoring their opponents 501-0. Sound like a mismatch? Yeah, it was. In fact, the game got so ugly, a Stanford captain requested the game be ended with 8 minutes remaining in the game. That plea was denied, and they were forced to play it out. The Wolverines won 49-0, and it was such a lopsided game that when Rose Parade officials tried to organize the game the following year, they had a tough time talking people into coming back for a football game. Instead, between 1903 and 1915, the Tournament of Roses staged chariot races. The Rose Bowl football game was tried again in 1916 on New Year's Day, and since then, except for during the World War II years of 1942 and 43 when the game was played in Durham, North Carolina, and 2021 when the venue was moved to Arlington, Texas due to COVID, the Rose Bowl has been played in Pasadena, California. And despite its shaky first edition, the granddaddy of them all got started on this day in 1902. Also on this day in history, in 2012, Detroit's Matthew Stafford and Green Bay's Matt Flynn combined to throw for the most passing yards in a game with 1,000. Stafford threw for 520, Flynn 480. As those numbers can tell you, it was a shootout, with Flynn finding Jermichael Finley for a 4-yard touchdown with 1:13 to play to put the Packers up for good and secure the 45-41 win. And in 1961, the Houston Oilers beat the Los Angeles Chargers 24-16 in the first AFL championship. The ageless George Blanda threw 3 touchdown passes, kicked 3 PATs, and a field goal. And just a note, I'll have more on the amazing George Blanda in a couple of days. That's all for today. If you have a moment, rate, review, and subscribe, and tell your friends about it. Have a great New Year's Day, and enjoy watching all the football. And who knows, maybe next year I'll be talking about something that happened today on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.